Hey gang, this is Bill Calvin. I'm from the Pacific Queen. It's Tuesday evening, right at dark. Sun just went down. We just finished up our annual Daiwa sponsored 2.5 day trip on the Pacific Queen, and this was kind of one for the record books. This was one of the better trips we've had over the years. We've had some pretty phenomenal albacore fishing on these trips before. We've had a couple really good bluefin tuna trips, but I think this one takes the cake. I think this is the best one that we've had to date. We've done this trip on board the Pacific Queen now for, I want to say we've done it for 8 years. Anyhow, this was, like I say, this was a phenomenal one. We had a really good trip. Our final fish count for this trip, we had 2 day limits of yellowfin tuna for 26 people, so that was 260 yellowfin. We had 97 bluefin, 31 yellowtail, 16 dorado, and an albacore. Quite the impressive catch, quite the impressive fishing. We had good fishing again here today. Anyhow, that's kind of our end of the trip report. And what can I say as far as tackle and stuff? You know, although we had some really good fishing, there was only a couple different times where I'd have to say we had fish that were biting heavier line. Typically, for the most part, you know, you had to cast a bait out away from the boat to get a bite. And, you know, it was pretty much fishing 30-pound. Guys fishing 30-pound with a little fluorocarbon leader and a 1-aught or a 2-aught live bait hook. Those were the guys that were doing the best. They were hooked up all the time. So it still took a little bit of finesse. As good as the fishing was, you still kind of had to work at it to get a bite. But the guys that were working at it were getting bit throughout the entire trip. So that's my little tackle tip for guys coming out on these trips down here, 100-plus mile to fish this yellowfin and bluefin tuna out of San Diego. And our next available trip on the Pacific Queen, we have a 2-day trip leaving on the night of the August 29th. It has space available. I just talked with Fisherman's Landing. It departs at 10 o'clock on the night of the 29th, and it fishes one full day, sun to sundown, and then the better part of the next day, and it gets in that evening. So anyhow, I'm guessing that trip is probably going to fill up fairly soon, and it's one of our limited load trips that we do. We do a few of them every year. We have, it's limited to 24 guys. It's meals included, long-range style meals, so should be an awesome trip. There's good fishing down here. And the one of the things I really like most about what I've seen down here over the course of the last couple of weeks is that it's definitely not a small little area of water. There's very good fishing spread out over a pretty wide area. So I think that is definitely going to bode well for the weeks to come. I think we're going to have some good fishing here for a while out of San Diego. So anyhow, that's it. If you guys want to get on that trip or any other trips coming up, Fisherman's Landing, 619-221-8500. I just spoke with Andrew. He's in there this evening. Justin, Matt, Jack, Paul, Aaron. Who am I missing? I think that pretty much covers it. Gary. Sorry, Gary. Anyhow, and you can also book online at fishermanslanding.com. So that's our report. We're back out. Actually, Captain Drew's taking over the helm. I'm going to be with my children in the next couple days. Captain Drew's coming out on a day and a half trip, leaving tomorrow night. So he'll be calling in with a report on, what would that be, Thursday. He'll be calling in with a report on his fishing day on Thursday, and that's it for now. I'm out.